It's Arlene Foster, come and speak, please. Mr. Chairman, thank you, delegates, thank you. Thank you very much, delegates. And Mr. Chairman, party leader, fellow Democratic Unionists, let me say from the outset what a privilege it is to be standing with Unionists who know what it is to be standing up for Northern Ireland. I do, of course, want to take this opportunity to pay particular tribute to Peter for his over 40 years of public service and for his dedication to this party and to the cause of unionism. It has, for me, been an immense honour to serve him. Peter's dedication to Northern Ireland and to this party cannot be overstated, and I know I speak for many when I say we owe you, Peter, a debt of gratitude for your selfless years of service. Now, just 6 months ago, the people of Northern Ireland returned us not only as the largest unionist party, we received more votes than all the other unionists added together, but as the largest party in the province in both votes cast and seats won. Together across the country, we achieved a tremendous victory, and through the confidence placed in us by our people, our Westminster members are working and winning for Northern Ireland. In Parliament, as elsewhere, it is the DUP that is advancing the Northern Ireland agenda. I want to particularly acknowledge the time and effort given to the campaign by you, our party members. In particular, we express our delight to once again see a Democratic Unionist MP for East Belfast. And Gavin, I know you will continue to serve your constituents with distinction. And it was a particular joy and satisfaction that we watched as my friend and colleague, Nigel Dodds MP, was elected to serve the people of North Belfast. The combined efforts of nationalism were defeated in North Belfast, with Nigel winning an increased majority. The disgraceful and sectarian tactics employed by his opponents backfired, and the sword of truth cut ribbons through the tissue of lies. In my neighbouring constituency of Upper Ban, unionists resoundingly backed the experience, vigour and common decency of David Simpson. And so for a third consecutive term, he has been returned to speak for Upper Ban in Westminster. And I do, of course, want to pay a special tribute to William for his work in South Antrim. His loss was a huge disappointment on election night, but we will bounce back in South Antrim. And William, you have been an encouragement to me, and I have no doubt that you have further public service ahead. Conference, it is this party that has been to the fore in promoting unionist cooperation for the benefit of unionism. Nowhere more so than in the great constituency of Fermanagh and South Tyrone. As As the largest unionist party in the Assembly, we have two seats and the Ulster Unions have one. We stood aside to assist in unseating the absent MP Michelle Gildernew. In doing so, we secured representation for the people and give hope for the future. And I want to thank all the Democratic Unionist Party voters for helping win back Fermanagh and South Tyrone for unionism. And I say unashamedly from this platform today that Mike Nesbitt should never forget that it was not Ulster Unionists who won this seat from Sinn Féin. It was all Unionists that won the seat from Sinn Féin. So when Unionists work together with fellow Unionists, great things can be achieved. Make no mistake, as Unionists we are on the march. We are winning the argument that the Union is best for Northern Ireland. And the truth is that the union between Northern Ireland and the rest of the United Kingdom has never been more secure. And as we survey the political landscape today, we do so in grateful appreciation of the sacrifice and service of the brave men and women who have heeded our nation's call to serve in the past. This coming year in particular, we remember those who made the supreme sacrifice at the Battle of the Somme 100 years ago. Some of those who fought and died were very young as they went to the battle in fields of France or the seas around the Gallipoli Peninsula. But they went with a sense of pride and a sense of duty. That same sense of pride and duty was evident in our security forces during our troubles over the last 40 years, as our men and women put their lives and that of their families at risk because of a sense of duty and loyalty. I know that, because my father served as a proud RUC officer. And I remember all too well the days of fear created by terrorist attacks and living in a border area constantly under attack. It was the worst of times, but it shaped us. And today we remember those who made the ultimate sacrifice, safe in the knowledge, that terror did not triumph over democracy, nor will it ever. Yeah. Now, the Northern Ireland that many of us grew up in has changed fundamentally. But such change has not happened by accident. It has happened through strategic leadership and vision. And the place we are proud to call home has become transformed because of the ability to see the woods from the trees. And it has been moved forward because of men like our party leader, First Minister Peter Robinson. It's very easy for some current leaders in unionism, I'll let you work out who I'm speaking about, to sit at the side and snarl. It's also simple to be shallow, snide and opportunistic. But when you're the leader of the largest party in Northern Ireland, you have the heavy weight of responsibility on your shoulders. Soundbites and uncalled for apologies won't cut the mustard when you're faced with the challenges which had to been confronted over this past number of months. And Peter Robinson has led us in negotiations with vigour, with determination, and he had a plan to succeed. Through his vision, we were able to achieve an agreement on Tuesday, and the commitments made in it will be good for all of the people of Northern Ireland. It reminded me of the last verse of a poem which is on the wall of my study at home, by Kipling, Ulster 1912. Believe we dare not boast, believe we do not fear, we stand to pay the cost in all that men hold dear. What answer from the north? One law, one land, one throne. If England drive us forth, we shall not fall alone. We must look forward, have a sense of duty and pride and confidence in our own ability to deal with the challenges which lie ahead. We must believe in ourselves and in our own identity, and in doing so, have the confidence to move ahead. And so to the agreement we reached on Tuesday. It deals with terrorist structures. It deals with criminality in all its forms through increased resources and a new joint task force to tackle the cancer of paramilitaries. A new monitoring system will be created to monitor any paramilitary and criminal activity. Our message is clear. If you're in the terrorist business, get out of it or you'll be put out of it. Now, we have secured a financial package to assist our province, and we've allocated money to help working people and ensure that we have a fair but affordable welfare system whilst moving forward to invest in our frontline services such as health and education. This is a good deal developed to deal with the two big issues that almost brought our devolved institutions to an end. Now, there are some who would have been quite happy to have had direct rule return. These people never learn. Let's just spell out what direct rule means for slow learners. Water rates, higher household rates, the end of industrial derating for our manufacturers, higher tuition fees, stringent cuts to welfare and tax credits, the end of any prospect of a lower corporation tax, and above all else, a failure of local political representatives from across the community to work together to provide stability for the future. Devolution has brought us the ability to craft a government that is responsive to the needs of all of the people of Northern Ireland, whilst remaining and valuing our place within the United Kingdom. We have achieved a lot, whether it's jobs, investment, or growing stability. But we can do much more. And for our part, we pledge to work for the people as well as build for the next generation. And speaking of the next generation, I am delighted, really delighted, to witness the growth of our young Democrats. Although I did notice that when Brian was talking about the formation of Fermanagh and South Tyrone Young Democrats, he said a group of young people and Arlene Foster. It's okay. I can live with it. The future of our party is certainly secure. We must build a strong and positive Northern Ireland for all our citizens. I am encouraged that all the opinion polls clearly show that the vast majority of people are happy with the constitutional status of Northern Ireland. We must continue to persuade those in the nationalist and republican community that their interests are served by working together in Northern Ireland. All in society will be better served by building a stronger, more prosperous Northern Ireland, a Northern Ireland where people want to come and visit, invest, and more importantly, live in. And so, Conference, it is with a growing sense of pride that I look to the centenary of Northern Ireland in 2021. Many have tried to demean and belittle our beloved country over the years, but we proved them wrong and will continue to do so with a strong lead from this party. Conference, ours is the party of Northern Ireland. We are proud to be standing up for Northern Ireland. And as we prepare ourselves to take our case to the people in the forthcoming Assembly elections, I urge you to renew your determination, to believe in our vision, and to look forward with confidence, believing that together, with humility and hard work, we will prevail. Thank you.
Well done, Arlene. That's the stock that we keep in Fermanagh South Tyrone. You'll not push that lady around, as I have discovered.